loving God, God who teaches us about solidarity and gives us hope. God, we thank you for carrying us on these heavier days of lifting our hearts. We can celebrate you, God, even in those times of mourning. Amen. So why do we talk about the Transgender Day of Remembrance? Why is that a thing that we do, and why do we do it in worship on Sunday morning? Isn't worship supposed to be uplifting and fun and none of this heavy stuff, right? Why do we talk about the Transgender Day of Remembrance? Why do we honor it in Sunday service and not some other service at a different time of day? The reason is that this is something that impacts our community. Every single person in this room is impacted by this. Because we are a solidarity people. You don't have to be transgender or gender nonconforming or gay or lesbian or in any way a part of the queer spectrum to be impacted by this day. We are a church that lives into the call of solidarity. What does solidarity mean? Solidarity means that we are all in. Even in those moments when we don't want to be, even in the times that it feels challenging, where we'd rather not deal with the hard things in life, we are all in. Why do we believe in solidarity? Not because we're an MCC church and, you know, the denomination says you should probably talk about Transgender Day of Remembrance. We believe in solidarity because Jesus told us about solidarity. Jesus is the one who taught us about reaching out to those most in need. Where there is suffering is where the cry for Jesus' love is most clearly heard. Solidarity is something that you feel in your body. It's not the same as being an ally. Sometimes as allies, for whatever cause it is that, you know, maybe it's not your cause, but you're an ally. An ally can, at the end of the day, just kind of move along and say, I supported that. But in solidarity, we are in a deeper place than allyship. We are in the mess. We are living it in our bodies. We are not talking about appropriation where it's like, I get you. I understand all of your struggles. We can't understand all of each other's struggles, right? But we can be there for each other. And that is what matters. That is how we honor God, how we walk the path of Christ. And yeah, sometimes we stumble. Sometimes we say things that are not quite the right words, or we don't know what to say. But in the end of the day, what we do is we stand up for what is right. And we stand by our commitment to learn, to lovingly challenge each other to use the appropriate language, to use the appropriate pronoun, to get someone's name right. When we watch the video, I invite you after service to come up and look at this display here that has pictures of the folks for whom there are pictures available and a little bio on the people who have lost their lives in this past year to transphobia. Come up and take a look at that. And one of the things that you might notice when you come look at this and when you were watching the video earlier is that there was a common thread throughout, as there always is. The people who are targeted for violence, the trans folks and gender nonconforming folks who are targeted for violence, are disproportionately trans women of color. So let me be clear, when I say trans women, what I mean people who live their lives and are in fact women, regardless of what a doctor said at birth when the person came into this world, regardless of what a birth certificate originally said, someone who lives life in the gender that they are, that is their gender. No matter what the U.S. government says, no matter what transphobic people say, when we say trans women, we are talking about women. It's an adjective, the word trans. It's not a qualifier that makes it less of a reality, the womanhood. It's just an adjective. So what we see here, where we see trans women of color, we see people who are so often the target of violence. We recognize that people of color who are trans are most at risk. And when we live into solidarity, we name that. Because it matters. Talking about people's bodies and embodiment and life matters. We get to be and need to be specific. We join in like the psalmist, the writer of the Psalms says, we cry out to God. How long must I bear pain in my soul? Standing in solidarity with all who suffer means that we bear pain in our soul. And yet, like the psalmist, we realize that we reach this place of feeling God's love and knowing that God carries us through it. We remember a few weeks ago talking about hope. God promises us hope. That doesn't mean that God promises that everything will be okay, but that there is something much greater. And that greater thing we find in the love that we share with one another. I'm very blessed to get to do some mentorship with transgender seminary students. And I'd like to share with you something that one of my students, David Patino, wrote. As trans people, we know the love of God. We feel it in our bones, in the very skin that lines our bodies, in the very nature of who we are. God is that voice within us that shows us the way to authenticity, to self-love, and to community. David is speaking these words into being because the reality is that as trans people, we often don't know that we embody God's love, that a transgender journey is a blessing. God reverberates with all of us, trans and not trans, in these places of solidarity. What can we as a community learn about those of us who were told one thing growing up and said, you know, I don't think that's what I am. You say that's what I am. But in my soul, in the depths of who I am, I know that that's not right. What can we learn from that? As a trans person myself, it is a little awkward to stand up here and be like, and we're like super brave to go through this life as trans people. And sometimes even as trans people, it can be a little hard to hear you're really brave because it's like you're telling me that just existing in the world makes me brave because maybe I shouldn't be here. But we are not those of us who transition fixing some cosmic mistake or having the arrogance to say that God did the wrong thing. Instead, we are listening, we are hearing the call of God, and sometimes God calls us, all of us, trans or not, on a path that doesn't make any sense, right? Has anyone been called? I'm hearing, yeah. Sometimes you're like, God, are you sure? Let me tell you, it was a little more strange for me to be called to this place than to be called to who I am. This, are you sure? Being a pastor? But we listen to God. And those of us who have been on big journeys in our lives, again, I'm not just talking about trans folks, all of us can talk about the way that the Spirit moves us. So please know that when you hear those people who don't understand trans people, who say, maybe I understand gays and lesbians, but I don't get trans people, aren't they saying that God made a mistake? God didn't make a mistake. We just might not like that God puts some of us on a path that's confusing. I believe, truly believe, and I'll only speak for myself because I can't speak for everyone, but I believe that I was meant to be the man that I am, and I was meant to be something else before. That I came into this world with a challenge ahead of me. And I come from a place of privilege. I had the ability to access medical care, to be who I am. I grew up tough, always saying, this is what I am, and being able to step into that. And not everyone has those privileges. And that is why we see this list again and again. Because I will name it that it is easy to walk in my shoes because of where I have been and the way that culture puts a value on people who look like me. The reality is that a lot of people in our community and a lot of people who are even scared to come into this room with us where they would be held and embraced and loved feel so much like they do not belong that they can't make it through these doors. So many of us, our community, live in such dangerous places and in places of poverty because of not being accepted. David, my student, tells us the Holy Spirit is at work within us and through us. The Holy Spirit is that which can transform our deepest anger, sadness, and loneliness into something new. On this Trans Day of Remembrance, we are transformed. Not because it's easy, but because it is difficult. We are transformed because we go to that deep place where it truly hurts. We watch these videos and look at these pictures and we think, what could have been done to prevent this? And there are Trans Day of Remembrance events happening all over the world in the next few days. And the day after these events end, you know what happens? We start planning for next year because there is absolutely no doubt in our minds that hundreds more will be killed for being us. Us. This us includes you, every one of you. We were born this way. Whatever beautiful creation you are, and whether you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I'm not happy with what I see, or you look in the mirror and you're like, look at that. You were born for this. Some of us were born to transform ourselves. Actually, all of us were born to transform ourselves. Some of us were born to transform ourselves in different ways. Our journeys make us who we are. Your journey made you who you are. Solidarity means stepping into this place of accepting even when we don't understand. Because what we can understand is that each of us have been on journeys that make us us. We've each experienced people looking at us and saying, I don't understand you. We've experienced this, right? We've experienced the I love you but, right? I love you, but who you are is wrong. Right? We know that. So we stand in solidarity with everyone who's ever experienced that. And we can offer something beautiful, like Christ taught us. Love that doesn't come with a, I love you, love the sinner, hate the sin, right? That way I get to feel self-righteous and say I love you, but really cut you down. So we honor people whose journeys we have not traveled ourselves. We honor people whose lives we might not understand. We honor those who are too scared to come through these doors. Those who live on the streets and might be scared to come to church because they don't have a place to bathe. We honor them. We worship with them. We love them. Solidarity means that you don't have to be a person of color. You don't have to be a trans person. You don't have to be houseless. You don't have to be poor to understand that God calls us to a place of love. We honor those who we have lost. We lost them. This year I did not know anyone on the list, but that has not always been the case. But we lost them. This is our family. The people who God calls to be a little different. This is our family. God has given us this task to love fiercely. So they cry out for justice. And when they can no longer cry out for justice, we cry out. We cry out for justice and we call them by their names, their true names, not what was printed on a birth certificate, not what their driver's license might say. We say, we know you. Just as God calls all of us by name, we call them by name. Because we, my friends, are a solidarity people. And we are awesome at it. And we will cry when we need to cry, and we will celebrate. Because nothing says remembrance like balloons. This is a celebration as well as a place of mourning, of loss. If you're thinking, oh man, this is a, I'm going to put it on my calendar next year, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, I'm not coming to church because this is sad. I invite you to step into the sadness and hold the mourning and then go forth and celebrate what we do best, which is loving each other in a way that will transform this world. There are so many people out there who will find a home in these walls because we do solidarity well. And because we love each other well, even if we don't have the right words for it, you are at home here. And there are so many other people who can come into this space and truly find home. And that is how we honor them. Amen.